This is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. We've all heard that washing your hands is the best way to protect against infectious germs like cold and flu. Well, now new research suggests that it may also help lower your exposure to potentially harmful synthetic chemicals like flame retardants. Julie Herbstman is Associate Professor of Environmental Health Sciences at the Columbia University Center for Children's Environmental Health, and she led that recent study. Julie, welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on your program.
We hear a lot about the chemicals that we might be exposed to either in our food or in our drinking water, but this is obviously different. What kinds of chemicals have you been looking at, and where are they coming from that we might be concerned about washing our hands or cleaning our homes?
So for the past, probably 15, 20 years, I've been studying the exposure to and the health effects of flame retardant chemicals. And these chemicals are applied to almost all consumer products, particularly those that contain polyurethane foam, and they're applied to these products to meet safety standards. So there are fire safety standards that almost all commercial products need to meet. And one way to meet those standards is to use these chemical flame retardants.
And how do those flame retardants then get out of something like furniture with foam, like out of your couch, and into the environment?
So as products age, like your couch gets older, and it's not something that people typically replace every year, every 2 years, every 10 years even, you can imagine that the couch will age also. So if you can picture like a piece of just a regular piece of foam, and I'm sure you've seen it with an old couch, or maybe you go to a coffee shop where there's older furniture or a secondhand store, and you look inside, you see that the foam will age, it'll yellow, it'll become sort of crumbly, right? And as something like that happens, the chemicals that are added sort of on top of the foam come off as the foam crumbles a little bit. And the other way to think about it is if you sit on top of your couch, you might see if it, on a sunny day, you can see like a little poof and you see dust in the air, right? And so some of that stuff in the foam is coming out of your couch and into your environment. And, you know, as you sit on a couch or you sit on the floor, or you touch things, and adults are better about washing their hands. Not all adults, but some adults. But kids, not so much, right? So if you have a toddler or know a toddler, they're putting their hands in their mouths. They're putting everything in their mouths, right? And so anytime this dust ends up, it may be in the air for a second, but then it'll settle back down on a table or on the floor or on the couch itself, and you put your hands in your mouth, you're ingesting a little bit of that. And the more you do that, the more you're actually ingesting.
What do we know about how much does get ingested and how much is in our bodies?
Well, we know that there's some level of chemical flame retardants in everybody. Whether it's the sample that I've studied or any population-based samples, so the CDC does a survey every year, every couple years, and it's detected 100%.
Wow.
So everyone has a little bit of it in them, at least, and then there's a lot of variation. So you can imagine that toddlers, again, who are the ones putting their hands in their mouths more frequently, tend to have much higher exposure than an adult would.
And what do we know about the potential health impacts of having these flame retardants in our bloodstreams?
Well, unfortunately, we're talking about lots of different types of chemicals. So for some of them, the ones that have been used for a longer period of time, we've been studying them for longer, so we know more about those health effects. And so my group and other groups have looked at these chemicals in terms of their neurotoxicity. And so we and others have found that they can influence a child's cognitive development, behavior. There's also been evidence that it can disrupt thyroid hormones. And those are the older compounds, so the polybrominated diphenyl ethers, PBDEs, that maybe people have heard about. Those have been essentially phased out of use or use in new products. And then there's another bunch of compounds that have replaced those, especially in places, you know, if the standards haven't changed, there needs to be another way to meet those standards, right? And so then there's another round of chemicals that we know a little bit less about and don't really understand the toxicity, although Some animal studies have shown that they are also problematic. So the research is getting going on sort of the what I would call the replacement compounds.
I'm talking with Julie Herbstman of Columbia University about new research showing that hand washing and cleaning your house could potentially lower the amount of flame retardant chemicals that we have in our bodies. Can you describe that study? What did you actually do to test how effective these really simple strategies are for reducing the amount of flame retardants that we're carrying around in our bodies?
Sure. So I can tell you a little bit about the motivation behind the study, too. So we know that these chemicals are ubiquitous. Everyone is essentially exposed. And thus far, we think about, you know, changing policies, phasing out these products, replacing your couches as being, or your other furniture and electronics as being the only way to reduce exposure, which is just not a readily accessible way for most people to operate, right? These are things that you don't replace every day. So the EPA has suggested that washing your hands and cleaning your house might be a way to reduce exposure. But to the best of my knowledge, we didn't know of any study that had tested whether or not that works. And so we really wanted to know, like, is this something, you know, does it work? Does this actually lower exposure among everyday people? You know, or do you have to wash your hands all the time, every day? You know, does it work in a regular, like in a regular life setting where you're not sitting in front of a faucet, right?
So how much did people have to wash their hands, or how clean did they have to get their house as part of this study?
That's such a good question. So when we were designing the study, we were trying to think about, like, well, what we really wanted to test was, you know, can you just ask people to increase their hand washing or house cleaning beyond what they normally do? Because if the EPA's recommendation is to clean your hands and wash your house, it has to be something that's manageable or doable for most people. So we weren't terribly specific about how long we said you'd have to do this. We just said, do it more. See if you can remind yourself and do it sort of as often as you think of, particularly before you eat. You know, and if you clean your house once a month, you know, try to do it a couple times a week. So just try to increase it, but not to the extent that you've made your home, you know, hospital grade sanitized. That wasn't the goal here. So it was like sort of within an everyday life setting, because really we wanted to test whether the EPA's suggestion was something that was a reasonable suggestion, or whether it was just like, you know, theoretically this makes sense, but we have no sense that it actually works. So that's kind of the level we were going for, was within a normal life, something that people could do and potentially maintain, because it's one thing to be able to do this for, you know, a week or 2 weeks, but is it something that you could do, you know, you could sustain throughout a longer period of time?
And how effective were those strategies?
Right. So basically, we found that for many of the chemicals that we studied, washing hands and cleaning and house cleaning did reduce exposure. And we were really happy to see that. We found that the exposure reduction was the highest or the strongest among people who had had really high exposure to start with. So if your exposure started out pretty low, washing your hands and cleaning your house helped. But it was really among the people who started out high that you could really make a meaningful difference.
And what is a meaningful difference?
You could essentially over half your exposure.
Wow.
But again, what does half mean? Half depends on where you're starting, right?
Yeah.
And so it really is among the people with higher exposure. So I say higher, if I took the whole sample and split people into high and low, among those people on the higher half, those are the ones where we saw, you know, sort of a meaningful, significant difference. You know, we want to get people's exposure as low as possible. And if you're starting out low, it's hard to get it a whole lot lower.
But that's an important point, which is that the house cleaning and washing your hands helps a lot, especially if you have a high exposure, but they can't get rid of it completely. We're still going to have some level of these chemicals probably in our bodies almost no matter what we do in our daily lives, right?
That's exactly right. So that there's a good news and sort of a less good news part of the story. The good news is that there are simple things that people can generally do that seem relatively sustainable, at least over a two-week period, that could reduce their exposure. But the less good news is that it doesn't eliminate exposure. And given that what we know about health effects, there's not shown to be a safe level. So I would, if it were up to me, I'd like to eliminate exposure, not reduce it. But if I have to make a choice between nothing and reduce, I would say get it down as low as you can. So I was pleased to see that this worked, but the other side of the coin is that there's still more we need to do, probably not at the individual level, but more at the policy level to eliminate exposure entirely.
Julie Herbstman is associate professor at the Columbia University Center for Children's Environmental Health and the senior researcher on a new study showing that hand washing and house cleaning are effective ways to cut down on exposure to certain household synthetic chemicals like flame retardants. Julie, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.